Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
We get right into a Monday morning. Hey, I was wondering, it's very, very timely today. If we use your hey, I was wondering, you get one of those Eric in the Morning tin camping mugs. And boy, if there was ever a time for a tin camping mug to go camping, it's right now. I just got this just a few minutes ago from Kevin. Hey, Eric, I was listening when you guys came on the air this morning and Violetta mentioned an issue at Kimball. I was wondering, do you know who Kimball is named after? I'm assuming the street. Could it be Dr. Richard Kimball from The Fugitive? Just wondering. Thanks, Kevin. I believe it is, Kevin. I believe it is Dr. Richard Kimball from the movie The Fugitive.
Wow.
Yeah. We'll that sound about right?
It's a good Chicago tie.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's funny? I always notice that I hope I'm right on this. I think Dr. Richard Kimball is spelled differently than Kimball the Street, because I think this thought occurred to me one time.
But it could have been him?
Well, maybe that there was some kind of connection of some kind, you know, but I think really? Dr. Richard Kimball is spelled L-E.
Okay. We've took the time.
I hope I'm right on that.
Man, I don't know what the computer's going to do with that one, listening in on that one.
I better check before I say
it. The one-armed bandit's going to get you.
Exactly. Did you ever see The Fugitive?
Yeah, I know all about the one-armed bandit.
There
the
you
guy
go.
From X-Men is in there as the detective.
Right. Many people say that that might be the best Chicago movie of all time.
I do like it. I like it a lot.
Of course, starring Harrison Ford, who we mentioned last week, is going to be in the new Indiana Jones at the age of 78. Boy, I hope everything goes smoothly there. It's not going so great right now. Harrison Ford has allegedly asked fans to stop bothering him for selfies. He's had enough of it.
Oh, come on,
the 78-year-old is filming the fifth Indiana Jones film in the UK. Harrison has taken several selfies with some of his British fans. He often exits through restaurant kitchens to avoid the crowds and is reportedly sick of the selfie game. He is the old grumpy guy.
I'd be terrified to ask him for a selfie.
Oh, I'd love to.
Oh, no way.
He is the quintessential definition of the old grumpy guy. If you had an old grumpy guy living next door to you, it would be Harrison Ford.
I feel like he would growl at you if you asked for a selfie.
I feel like he wouldn't even get down to my level. He'd be like, well, if you only catch my chin, you only catch my chin, kid.
Yeah. He's been 78 for the past 25 years.
Oh, maybe longer.
Yeah.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning podcast? You probably should.
What did you decide was the food you wanted after a rough day, Violetta? You seem pretty attached to this topic.
Yeah, after a rough day, I really like dumplings and Asian food. I just want some comfort. You deserve it, kind of.
I don't know if I've ever said to myself, man, I could go for a dumpling right now.
Really?
I don't know if I've ever said that.
I just want something like you deserve it, you know? Eat all the soy sauce you want. Get some
I don't know that I've ever said that.
No.
Man, I wish I could eat all the soy sauce I want.
I just spoil myself with some soy sauce.
I really got to cut back on the soy sauce.
Yeah. I eat a lot of soy sauce.
Nikki, what food did you choose?
I think it'd be pizza. And it's obviously I'm not making it. It's just one of those I throw in the towel, you order it, and then, you know, who counts how many slices?
Yeah, no, I don't mean to copy Nikki, but I was going to say specifically like Lou Malnati's. Like three pieces. I don't care if I never wake up from this food coma. That's fine.
All right.
Oh, my God.
2 in 5 adults.
What about you, Eric?
Hot dogs, hot dogs.
I knew you saw
it! Number three. Hi, Grace. Hello, Grace.
Hi. I'm here.
After a rough day, what kind of food are you going to get?
Cheetos.
Oh, yeah.
You go crunchy or puffy?
Crunchy,
me too. Yep. So much better than the puffy, I think.
I agree.
At number two, this made me a little bit hungry just reading this, Laura.
The grilled cheese with bacon.
Grilled cheese with bacon will make everything better after a rough day, no doubt about it. And finally, in at number one, after a rough day, get yourself a big bowl of what, Jane?
Cereal.
What kind?
Captain Crunch peanut butter.
There we go. I needed specifics out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, cereal's boring. Captain Crunch cereal, not boring.
Captain Crunch peanut butter.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Another odd one I don't really think about very often.
Cereal?
Captain Crunch or cereal in general, yeah.
Yeah, you have to have milk. You know, some people don't have milk.
That's true, and then I don't have any milk.
Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
The strange thing that caused that one crash that one time, I was doing the Chevy thing there a second ago, talking about road trips, and I remember the story over the weekend of the guy who was driving his Chevy, and a cicada flew in and landed on his face.
Yikes.
As he was driving. Then Nikki says, well, that's nothing. I was up in the Upper Peninsula, and I wrestled a bear. I'm like, whoa. Yeah.
Right out the window.
Wow.
I did. He tried to open the door. Wow. I was like, not today, bear.
That's crazy. And then I was reminded of the guy I knew in high school who came around a corner Next thing he knows, there's a refrigerator right in the middle of the road. Like it fell off the back of a truck or God knows what happened there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
A strange thing that caused your accident was what, Denise?
So I was driving. We just went through the McDonald's drive-thru, my husband and I, and my Burger King Big Mac was sitting on my thigh. Mm-hmm. And I turned the corner, and my Big Mac fell off my thigh. And instead of holding onto the wheel, I went down to reach for the Big Mac and went over a manhole sliced my tire.
Oh,
it was
man.
A rental car, and my husband had to get out in 90-degree weather and change the tire. He was so ticked.
I know, while you were staying inside in the air conditioning enjoying your Big Mac. Plus, you spilled it. Next thing you need a Tide stick from Nikki. You missed it earlier today. Violetta opened the show by dumping coffee down the front of her shirt.
Oh, it's the worst.
Thank God for Nikki's Tide stick.
Seriously.
Hey, Rich, the strange thing that caused your crash.
I used to go to work on this road that was very underutilized, so I tended to speed a lot.
Sure.
Bottom line, I come flying over the overpass at like 0500 in the morning,
right?
And there was an airplane sitting there.
An airplane had landed on the road?
I found out later on when I got home after work and watched the news. Basically, somebody that lived about 2 miles from me was smuggling drugs. He was being chased, so he decided to land as close as possible to his house. And the story was he ran into his house, and the cops caught him there eating Cheerios. And he claimed, oh, I've been here all the time. It's like, well, dude, airplane registered to you. It's full of drugs.
Right.
It's about a mile from here.
Right.
Wow. An airplane.
They got the airplane out on Route 120 that says differently.
Wow.
Wow. That had a lot of layers, that story.
It did. It sounded like Ozark.
Yeah. It did sound a little like Ozark, didn't it? Big Macs on the floor, airplanes on the roads, bears.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Are you set, Violetta?
Yes.
Okay, top three, in at number three.
Batwoman aired on the CW last night and made quite a splash. Kate Kane protects the streets of Gotham City in the new show, and everybody is loving it.
Where is Batwoman? What's that on?
It's on the CW.
On the CW.
Yes, sir.
I missed that.
Yeah, that's it. That's the whole story.
Kate Kane?
Yeah.
Who's that?
She's an actress.
And she's great.
And she's
Patrick's
wonderful.
Sister.
Right. And it is Patrick Kane's cousin.
Little known. Little known fact.
All right, trending on Twitter, number two.
Former President Donald Trump trending today on Twitter because it's his birthday. Many are wondering what it'd be like to have him back on Twitter. And some saying it'd be the best birthday present for him.
I'll bet.
He is officially banned from Facebook and Instagram until 2023. I couldn't find the exact date for Twitter, but he is banned. The Donald turned 75 years young today.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Chicken noodle soup is trending. The BTS army, a puddle of emotions. After BTS performed their song, Chicken Noodle Soup.
They have a song, Chicken Noodle Soup?
Is that the follow-up to butter? Yeah, exactly.
Go away for the weekend and you come back to that? What?
The next step has to
basket
be...
basket full of crackers?
You know what? They have the McDonald's meals right now. Uh-huh. They got butter, they got chicken noodle soup. BTS-themed restaurants have to be on the way.
Fresh
Maybe
loaf
some
of
biscuits.
Bread.
I want some biscuits.
Hey, Swanee, can we see if we can find a BTS chicken noodle soup?
I'd actually
like to hear that.
I would like to eat that.
And I guess it makes people a puddle of emotions because it must be an emotional song. I don't know why they're all crying during the yearly celebration of the band.
Well, maybe I don't want that. Then I don't want anything
sappy and
upsetting.
Maybe they're just so excited for
it. BTS fans, they just cry on sight when BTS appears, you know?
So it's a puddle of emotions as opposed to a glass case of emotion.
Hey, it's Eric. You know, wow. Wasn't that entertaining? That was something, huh? Imagine what's coming next. This is what's coming next, right here.
60% of retailers have had a customer's credit card decline in front of them. Among the excuses they say they heard, there's got to be a technical issue with your equipment. I'm sorry I brought an old card. I can't believe my husband spent all that money. And the dog ended up chewing on the card, so the strip won't work.
Oh.
What was... hang on, Bill. Hang on, Lori. Hang on, Maura. Whip you. I know you were on the edge of a story there after the Dunkin' Donuts.
I really wish I had thought of this, but I was at Nordstrom, like, let's say 5-6 years ago, trying to buy my wife a purse for Mother's Day.
Gotcha.
And I was at Oakbrook, and I don't usually go there. I don't know why I was there, whatever. But so it declined it. And I'm like, there's got to be a mistake. Got to be a mistake. And there wasn't a mistake. And so I just couldn't buy it, but then I realized...
We don't allow you Northwest Suburbs people to come down to Oakbrook.
Apparently. So then I realized it later. I got a text from the credit card company just alerting me and saying, like, are you trying to buy this purse in Oakbrook? It didn't think that Well, first of all,
this is a non-traditional purchase for
right.
you.
Right. It's not used to me buying expensive purses right. and not in Oak Brook, so they probably thought the card was stolen. That's why I had to call and clear it.
The message came back, what's new this year?
Exactly.
That's what, Yoletta, what was exactly. yours?
I was studying in D.C. at Georgetown, and I was at Subway in between classes. I was
Hashtag name drop.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was there, and I was broke because everybody else was really rich. And I was at Subway getting a snack, and I made the whole sandwich, and I get to the end, and the card didn't go through because I had no money in my account.
There you go. So yours actually was because you had nothing to back it up.
And I was like, well, how do I return the sandwich? Like, I'm so sorry you made it. And this nice guy in front of me bought the sandwich.
Can you return a sandwich? I wonder if you can.
Well, that's the thing. I'm like, okay, I'm so sorry. I'm just going to go, you know, drink water. And he bought me the sandwich.
Hi there, Bill. Awesome. Hello, Bill. Hi. Big setup for you. You had your credit card decline?
Yeah, I was entertaining clients in Greektown at a restaurant, and I was over the limit. So he took my watch.
Oh, my.
That is so Greektown.
Wow.
Yeah. I have a buddy whose dad owned a restaurant in Greektown. He's like, all cash. All cash. That's
oh
all we
my
want.
God.
They took your watch.
Yep. He said, you can, when you bring me the money back, you can have your watch back.
Oh, that's
so
collateral.
That is so cool in Greektown.
I love it.
Wait till I tell my Greek buddies that. They'll go, I know the guy.
Yeah, exactly.
I know that guy.
And he still has the watch.
Hey, Lori, your credit card was declined where and when?
Hi. Yeah, it was. About 6 years ago, I decided to buy a Louis Vuitton person wallet.
Oh, nice. Fancy.
And it came to about $1,500.
Right.
And I didn't know at the time my debit card, you have a limit if you use a PIN.
Right.
So, and I didn't know that. So that was the first card that got declined. So then I decided to use like a department store MasterCard.
Uh-huh.
And that also got declined.
Yeah. And Louis Vuitton's like, why don't we just walk you out?
Yeah. Something's funny.
Excuse
here.
Me, security guard, can you walk this nice lady out?
Yeah, maybe just save your money a little bit longer.
Thank you for that. And you had your credit card declined where and how, Maura?
I was taking my new boyfriend out to dinner for Christmas at a nice restaurant downtown, and I think it was maybe my first time really treating him, and the waiter comes back and says, I'm sorry, your card was declined. I open it up, and I realize I've tried using my HSA card.
This is a very healthy meal.
It's
a new kind of treatment I'm getting.
Ha!
Or crab legs. Yeah. Very healthy meal.
Got a smartphone or tablet? Download the free Mix app from the Apple Store or Google Play.
This is, I don't know how you bounce back. And she still married him.
Yeah.
It was 4 years ago, and she posted it on their anniversary. Groom checking phone while bride walks down aisle.
Incredible.
Oh, my God.
You just want to get a quick Cubs score?
Maybe that was it.
Maybe he was updating his status to married. He just wanted to do it really fast.
Might have been, yeah. He just really wanted to be timely.
That's true.
That could be. Is there a worst possible time to be on your phone that you experienced? 312-233-1019. Hi, Rick.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Great. You're on your phone.
Yeah, I was at the hospital with my wife, and we were having our first child, and she was in labor, and I was on my phone.
You're like down a YouTube rabbit hole. You're like, hey, I'm right here. I'm right here. You've got my full attention.
Yeah, she was not too happy.
Yeah.
Well, what were you doing on your phone, Rick?
I was actually talking to my buddy Mike, telling him that we were going to meet up later.
Right.
And have a couple drinks.
Yeah,
and
gotcha.
Celebrate.
Celebrate the baby.
Yeah, that's right.
You were making plans
and Mike,
on your phone.
We should get... Honey, can you hold it down? I'm talking to Mike. Mike, we should be getting together for drinks later. Why are you screaming so much, honey?
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
I like that.
My face is on fire.
I like that. Thank you, Rick.
Oh my God.
Hey, Joelle.
Hello, good morning.
Worst possible time to be on the phone.
Yeah, I was interviewing at this private country club for a job, and I was in like the general space where other like country club members were, and I was just scrolling through my phone. I don't even know what I was doing. And then during the interview, like a few minutes into the interview, I was kind of talking about how I do social media and I'd be happy to promote the club on social media on my phone. And he just looked me square in the eye. He goes, phones are not allowed in the open spaces of the club. And I was like, oh, no.
Wow, everything I just said.
Whoops.
Forget it. Yeah, just cancel that right now.
Yeah.
Worst time to be on the phone, Beth.
Yes. So my daughter's softball coach was coaching third. and the umpire had to tell him to put his phone away.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing like the third base coach scrolling Instagram mid-game. Yeah.
It's like when someone comes here, I'll put it down.
Exactly.
If I see a runner rounding second, right. I'm good.
I just want to have my camera ready in case anybody's coming around so I can get a candid shot.
True.
You never know. Hey, it's Eric. So are we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. At least I think it was. Here it is. Today's Mixed Morning Mindbender, a study of 2,000 men aged 25 to 40. They asked them, how many times have you had your heart broken? Now, what do you think that's going to be, Nikki?
Four.
Now, what do you think that's going to be, Whip?
Teen. 14.
What do you think that's going to be, Violetta?
Two.
What do you think that's going to be, Barbara? Hi, Barbara.
Three.
Three. No. Too low.
Two. Yeah, exactly.
Tell them, Ryan, how many times the average man who's 25 to 40 has had his heart broken?
I'm going to have to go with eight.
That is correct. Eight times of sadness. Eight.
Eight.
By the time you're 40. Eight.
That's right.
That's a lot. That's a lot of heartbreak, and you wonder why we have so many walls we put up.
Yeah.
Because Violetta thinks we don't even have hearts, and we don't invest in
and
things.
And she thinks it's hilarious.
Yeah, she's just breaking hearts left and right,
no,
thinking
I'm
it doesn't
not.
Have an effect.
No, I'm not.
Ryan, you ever had your heart broken?
No, I haven't. I've been in a relationship since junior year of high school.
Oh, well, look at you. Yeah. You're beating the odds. Good for you.
Well, fingers crossed.
Good for you. The average millennial male has had his heart broken as many as eight times, with 9 in 10 suffering some sort of major upset by the time they reach 40, 90%.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Main causes of heartbreak among young men include breakup of and unrequited love, with 1 in 5 now even choosing to avoid dating entirely.
Yeah.
Warding off future upset and putting up emotional walls.
As I think REM once said, try, cry, why try? Right there.
Yes.
Okay, yes. REM, ahead of their time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael Stipe.
Apparently.
Yes.
The top causes of heartbreak among young men. A friend being disloyal at number 10. Job loss at number 9. Finding out you've been cheated on, number 8. Arguments with friends and family, number 7. Losing a pet, number 6. Unrequited love, number 5. Mental health, number 4. A pet passing away. Thought that was in there already.
Wait a second.
At number 3. A breakup at number 2. And the death of a loved one at number 1.
Oh, so this is heartbreak across the board, not just romantic heartbreak.
Well, of those, a breakup was number 2.
Yeah, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, heartbreak.
So now it makes sense.
Well, now you can just stop laughing.
Yeah, now it's, I mean,
if it was just your girlfriend breaking up with you, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
But if it's something else, well, that's terrible.
Yeah.
And did you know, getting dumped can mess with your brain and literally break your heart.
Yes, I did know that.
You did? Mm-hmm. Scientists have linked broken heart syndrome, a rare and sometimes fatal heart condition, to heightened activity in the brain following a stressful or painful life event. They specifically found that the greater the activity in nerve cells in the certain region of the brain, the sooner broken heart syndrome can develop. You can literally die of a broken heart.
Unbelievable.
Wow, what an uplifting story.
Yeah. Want to laugh at that one too there?
No,
Queen
I
of
don't.
Comedy?
You know, you can tell Alexa to turn on the mix. Just say, Alexa, open 101.9 The Mix.
Shared the story. You might have seen it over the weekend. And maybe I'm the only one that thought this was kind of a weird thing to say, even though it was said as a great compliment. It still felt awkward to me.
Yeah.
That President Biden was meeting the Queen. First time they've met with him as president. And He was throwing a lot of compliments her way, obviously.
Yeah, you have to.
Overflowing with compliments. And then went down the road of, you know, she's a wonderful woman. She reminds me a lot of my mother.
Oh.
Which is a great compliment.
Yeah.
But to me, it just felt awkward because I was one old guy telling an older lady, hey, you seem like my mom.
Yeah,
I get that.
And maybe I overthought this. Maybe I'm the only one who thought, well, that seems a little awkward to say. I know his heart was in the right place and he meant it as a compliment, but... You know, a lot of times we as guys do that, the kind of thing where I feel like if he had said to his wife, Jill, hey, I'm thinking of telling the Queen that she reminds me a lot of my mother. Think that's okay? I think Jill would have said, it's sweet, honey, but let's not go with that one.
Yeah, let's just smile.
Let's try a different approach.
Yeah, let's pick a different one. It's sweet,
yeah.
And I know you mean it, but let's go with a different one.
Right, she might not take it the right way.
And then Whip had said, well, you know, she is the Queen Mother. And then somebody clarified, the Queen isn't the Queen Mother, she's still the Queen. Her late mother was the Queen Mother.
That was the Queen Mother, okay.
I guess. I don't know. I don't understand
Whip,
that
don't
stuff,
mess so. That up again.
Yeah. Was that you, Whip, or was that
That
Nikki?
Was me.
I don't remember.
I'll take the fall for that one.
Somebody said it. Right. It could have been any of us, really.
The Queen Mother is just the Queen. Her mother was the Queen Mother.
Yep. Yeah.
That's how that goes. All right, so I've got all the finalists for the, oh, honey, you shouldn't have said that texts. You know, and your husband, boyfriend, significant other, whatever it might be, you know, says something and you didn't quite really think it through.
Yeah, you put your foot in your mouth.
And realized, oh, yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that the lady who's just a few years older than me reminds me of my mother. All right, here are your finalists. Who's picking the winner? And then we're going to try to call this person.
Okay.
So we can get a hold of them, give them a prize. Who would like to pick today's winner?
I think Nikki should pick because she's so sweet.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Nikki, you pick.
Okay.
Whip, you select your favorite.
Okay.
Violetta, select your favorite. I will do the same. And then Nikki, you don't have to pick any of those. You can pick whatever you want. All right?
Okay.
Here we go. Oh, honey, you shouldn't have said that. My husband told a woman that we just met that if he was not married, he'd be interested in her.
Ooh.
You know what? If I wasn't married, I'd be all over you. While I was in labor with our first child, my husband said after 20 hours of labor, listen, I know how you feel.
What?
The nurse ended up kicking him out of the room for me.
Yep.
This came from my dad, who I hadn't seen in a few years. He said, I thought I was losing weight, but now I see where it went.
Oh.
Wow.
Ouchie.
Ouchie. I had lost weight shortly after we were married, and he looked at me and said, hey, you lost a roll.
You lost a roll?
A roll. Hey, you lost a roll.
Wow.
There's only three now.
My husband came home and told me the neighbor got the most amazing boob job. I was carrying something and exclaimed that it was awkward and heavy just like me, and my husband said, baby, you're not awkward.
Oh.
Oh, man, he was trying to be nice.
And finally, my husband told me my face is too old for my hair color.
What? Get out.
Honey, your face is way too old for that hair color. Oh, honey, you shouldn't have said that.
Whip. Yeah, really?
Whip, which way you want to go?
Wow, honey, the neighbor just got the most awesome boob job.
Okay. Violetta?
Oh, man. I got to go with you lost a roll.
You lost a roll? Okay. I will go with, should I go with my face is too old for my hair color? Yeah. Should I go 20 hours of labor? I know how you feel.
No, I don't think the face.
All right, I'm going to go with I was in labor with our first child, and my husband said after 20 hours of labor, hey, I know how you feel.
Yes.
Yeah. Nikki, you would like to go with?
I have to agree, because when the nurse kicks you out of the room for such a dumb statement, you know it's bad.
Okay, congratulations.
All right.
There it is.
Yep.
Hi there, Jennifer.
Hi.
So we were going through text topic of the day just a second ago. Oh, honey, you should have never said that. Your text came through. Can you give us that story one more time from your perspective?
Sure.
Yeah.
First child, 20 hours of labor, exhausted in labor all night long. And at about 4 in the morning, my husband looks at me as I'm like dying and begging to be cut open for a C-section so I don't have to push. Says, honey, I know how you feel. It'll be okay.
Honey, I've been through this. You're going to survive. Yeah. I've managed this before
and
myself.
You haven't eaten anything in those 20 hours?
No,
you've got like
nothing.
Ice chips?
Yeah.
Nothing. I'm so tired.
Uh-huh.
Cannot function. And then the nurse looks at him and says, I think it's time you take a walk in the hall.
Oh, Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
He came back with his tail between his legs and said, I'm really sorry I said that.
Yeah, I don't know what, just blurted it out. Yeah. I was trying to be supportive.
Yeah. Be funny if there's other guys out there like, oh, did you get the hall thing?
Yeah, me too. Did you do the old, I know what you're feeling there, honey? Did you try that line too, like me? Yeah. Like 12 guys out there eating Twix bars.
There's like a timeout section in the hospital.
Yeah.
No, but it's a great party story every year for the last 21 years.
That's beautiful.
It's been told again and again and again.
Thank you for sharing it. What do we have for Jennifer today?
You've won a $100 gift card to Harry Carey's Tavern and Navy Pier. They are taking back summer with back-to-back Miller Lite music nights Wednesdays and Thursdays, 6 to 9 p.m. They have Miller Lite buckets, barbecues, burgers, and live music from American Idol finalist Manny Torres.
Baby, you're going to be fine. I remember when I went through this. Sailed right through it. You'll be okay.
Oh, man.
Hey, it's Eric. And you know, in the podcast, we only share the best parts, which, of course, imagine what we're leaving out. More coming up here. I have to clarify, because I am taking a ton of Mr. Goodbar heat.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I had a feeling.
Yep.
And I just want to clarify. you hear me when I say this. I'm not saying it's not delicious. You'll get no fight from me on that. What I am saying is it's not the first reach. You have it, and you think to yourself, why don't I have this more?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't. If you go through the checkout of 7-Eleven, there's a little more dust on the Mr. Good Bars than on the Kit Kats.
Yeah.
Fair?
Fair.
I think that's a fair statement.
Well, agreed, yeah.
Accurate.
Violetta, can you do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
During this, can you run down to the kitchen?
Yeah.
Where we've got the vending machine.
Mm-hmm.
And can you check and see which candy bar seems to have the most left?
Okay.
Where nobody's buying it.
No one's buying it. Okay.
Yeah.
Should I buy one?
Sure.
I have a dollar.
Yeah, why don't you?
Okay.
Let's all enjoy it. All right. Yeah, that underrated candy bar when you, you know, you're going through the checkout line and Julie, you're like, oh, I think I'll get one of those. And you put it up there and the person checking you out says, wow, no one's ever bought one of these.
No one's ever.
Angela, the underrated candy bar that gets no love.
It's a whatchamacallit.
Good call. The whatchamacallit is delicious.
I feel like they had their moment,
they did.
But mm-hmm. It's gone.
They had a hot run. The whatchamacallit had a hot run about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And then it all fell apart. No doubt. Hi there, Carrie.
Hi, the Chunky Bar.
Good. Excellent choice.
Open wide for Chunky.
The Chunky is underrated.
Is it still square?
It's the square,
it's
right?
It's the square one.
Yeah, that's why you got open wide.
Yep, you know why it's so good? The raisins in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't beat that. Also underrated, it gets dust. It's all dusty when you pull it out. What is it, Sarah?
The 100 grand bar.
The 100 grand bar. Mm-hmm. $100,000 bar.
Okay, yeah. True.
Tim, you really seriously are the only guy buying these.
Chuckles.
Oh. Yeah.
Do you even eat the black licorice chuckle?
No, that's the one I always gave to my dad.
There you go. Nobody likes the black licorice chuckle, and they always throw one in there. Nobody wants that one. We're getting a bunch of texts, too. The Take Five, the Good and Plenty, the Dots.
Rolos.
Dots. My dad used to get Dots.
Oh.
And Rolos.
Yeah.
Payday. Here's an old one. You ready? Bit of Honey.
Oh, yeah.
Bit O Honey.
That's
Bit
super
O
nasty.
Honey. That's right.
Bit O Honey. You know what? It was number one in Iowa, Aaron. Number one with you and everybody in Iowa.
It's got to be the Butterfinger.
I never think I'm going to like those, and when I eat it, I'm like, all right, that wasn't too bad. And the second I get done eating it, I'm like, I'm never having that again.
But the fun-size ones are better.
Because they get all stuck in your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
This makes no sense at all, Julie. Truly, you are the only one buying this.
The York Peppermint Patties.
The York Peppermint Patties.
Sometimes they're good. No,
not saying they're not good, but Julie is the only one buying them. You will never, ever go to a checkout line and say, you got New York peppermint patties? And they're like, we're out. There was a run on them. Everybody wanted them.
Never tried.
It's never going to happen.
Okay.
The sentence that'll never get said, we're out of York peppermint patties.
Totally.
All right, so in our vending machine, what are we looking at there, Vila?
Yeah, so we got a bunch of candy bars, actually. We have Snickers, M&M, M&M peanut butter, Hershey's, Starburst, and then the one that there was the most of was the Crunch candy bar.
Oh, I love a Crunch!
Crunch candy bar! There was like 12 of this and only like 3 of the other ones.
Those are awesome, too.
You ever had the Crunch?
Is that a normal one, or is it a special Crunch bar?
No, this is regular old 100% milk chocolate.
That's really good.
Have you ever had the Crunch bar?
I don't think I have, but I bought one for
us. Oh, come on. I want you to, if you've never had it, have a taste of that right now and tell me it's not a little piece of heaven.
Let's see.
Right
it's
there.
Pretty good.
You want
it's
one?
Good.
So wow,
good.
Those are big.
Yeah,
so good.
Try one of those right now.
Let's see.
Yeah. How is that?
Oh, it's good.
All right, it might be a little bit waxy.
Right, that's fine. You'll get used to it, yeah.
Yeah.
There's not enough crunch to it.
You know what's interesting? When you open up the candy bar and all the edges of the chocolate are white, it's been sitting in there for about a year and a half.
Okay, you get over it.
Yeah.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Here we go in at number 3.
Lord fans are loving her new music.
Oh, that's right. I got to play the Lord.
Yes. She is hoping
that
Solar
next.
Power, that's the name of the song, is a contender for the Song of Summer. So we'll see if that's true. There's also a music video set on an island scene to pair with the new tune.
Nikki, do you feel it's Song of Summer-ish?
I have to hear it again. At first listen, not totally.
Okay.
But I do. I mean, it's definitely summer-based. I don't know the Song of Summer, though.
All right. I just found it. We'll play it coming up here in just a second. Plus, Nikki showed me the picture of the Lord.
The cover art.
Cover art. Oh, boy. That's quite the angle.
It's a nice angle.
Way to go there, Lord.
She was walking over a camera.
Right. Yeah. Did she know that picture was being taken?
Oh, she knew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Trending on Twitter, number 2.
Wasabi, the top dog at the 145th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show over the weekend. The Pekingese from Pennsylvania won Best in Show. It was in a field including a trim whippet, a bushy sheepdog, and a blind white Samoyed.
don't know what any of those are.
Yep. No.
Wasabi's a really hairy little guy. All you can see is like his little face, and it's got a lot
of
hair.
A little Pekingese.
Just want to watch that movie now. Yeah. Every time. And if we talk about this, I want to rent Best in Show good by movie. Christopher Guest.
Yeah, really? Funny movie.
So good.
Yeah, missed that one. And trending good on movie, Twitter, number one.
Last June, Chicago bus driver Dan O'Connor was anxious about the pandemic, so he decided to jump into the lake to help him just clear his head and relax. Wow. 1 day turned into two. 2 days turned into three. 3 days turned into a whole year. On Saturday, he completed 365 consecutive days of jumping into Lake Michigan, which was a sweet ending to the story because the city officially opening back up over the weekend.
Was this the video I saw? It's right by Oak Street Beach where he would jump off the concrete part there, and he climbed up on top of the ladder.
Yeah, he went to a couple of different spots to jump off. First, he started at Montrose Beach, but I do think he made it over to Oak Street.
Okay. Yeah, but that's the video I witnessed over the weekend was this guy.
Yes, yes.
And he was jumping in the winter, too?
Yeah, every single day, 365.
Guy's lost his mind.
Yeah, right.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.